Well, welcome everybody. You're listening to the Homebase Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. And this is show number 323 for August 26th, 2012. And again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. The music you're listening to is Drive It Like You Stole It, and it's by the Glitch Mob from the album Drink the Sea. And this is the top-selling album on IOTA PromoNet. Now, the Homebase Travel Agent Show, we're an affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And NACTA has recognized us as a valuable resource for the travel trade community and made us an affiliate member earlier this year, and I want to thank NACTA for doing that. Also, I want to thank you, the subscriber and the listener to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate having you on board and appreciate you being out there for us. You know, actually, as I'm on this topic, I'd really appreciate maybe some help here. What I'm doing, or what I'd like to do, is to create a segment in the show called Success Stories. Now, I know each of you as travel agents do something that makes you successful in one way or another. And I'd like to have an opportunity to share that success with other travel agents. You know, we're all not competing against each other. We're all out here trying to help one another out, and that's what this show is all about. And if you have a success story, something you're doing that helps you sell travel, drop me an email, and we can have you on the show. Or, if you don't want to be on the show, you can describe your success story in the email, and I will read that email on the show. So hopefully we'll get some input from this request and we can do some travel agent success stories. Again, we're here to help one another out. That's what this show is all about. Laureen and I don't make any money from the show. We do this as a service to the travel trade community. Now, if you're looking to find us on the internet, you'll find the Homebase Travel Agent Show at hometravelagent.net. Home Travel Agent is all one word, hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/HBTAS. HBTAS is the initials for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Okay, coming up in the show, we have a guest. Laureen's not with us this time around. She's off earning some money down in San Francisco. She got called away to a special event, and I talk a little bit about that in the upcoming interview segment of the show. But Laureen will be back with us next time. Actually, Laureen has a whole show to herself. She's going to be talking about her adventures on a small ship, Alaskan Cruise. And that's a great interview, and I can't wait to get it up and posted because it really goes into detail on what her experiences were and what you will experience or your clients will experience when they take a small ship cruise. But coming up on today's show is a guest who's going to tell you how to increase your market, increase your reach to a new group of people who would like to have your help in booking travel. So look forward to that. Now, we're a little late here in producing the show, and one of the reasons for that, it's been a very busy month here at the Kantz household. Our dear little girl, Gidget, our 10-month-old Yorkie, or puppy, had a major problem. She had a separation between her C1 and C2 vertebrae. It's a condition called ALI, and I don't want to go into it a whole lot, but we ended up at Michigan State University Veterinary Hospital, and she had to have some major surgery, gluing and wiring and pinning those two vertebrae back together so that she can walk. Now, the surgery is done. We're about 2 weeks out from the surgery, and she's recovering quite nicely, but the problem is she's got this cast, and it's almost a full body cast that restricts her from getting around. So we're looking forward to having her back as a normal puppy, as a normal dog. She's such a sweet little girl. And I know you all, you've heard Coco on the show, and Coco's still there, and he's taking care of his little sister. And right now, at this point in time, she really wants to play with Coco, but she can't yet. She has to recover that surgery. All those repairs have to mend and heal, and we have to limit her activity, even though she doesn't like that too well. Anyhow, enough of the personal things. Oh, one more thing that happened too in August is baby Jessica. I now have a new granddaughter, baby Jessica, and she was born early August. Well, actually, not early August, maybe about a week ago. I can't remember what her birth date was, but it's been recent. I can't remember exactly the day. Doggone. I guess I'm not the greatest grandpa. But anyhow, I'm looking forward to meeting baby Jessica, my son, daughter-in-law, and other two grandchildren. They live out in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So hopefully we'll get an opportunity to get out there in November over Thanksgiving. That's kind of when we're planning on going out there. But anyhow, welcome to baby Jessica, and boy, I sure do look forward to seeing you. Well, with that, and that's enough, I suppose, before I totally bore you all to death, I want to get on with our show and our interview today. So here we go. Well, welcome everybody to the Home Based Travel Agent Show. We're back once again, and Laureen is off. She's down in San Francisco as we record this, and she's working with one of her favorite products down in San Francisco, and that's Evernote. And we've done shows here before about Evernote. It's a fantastic product, and Laureen loves it. I love it. I use it all the time. And if you don't know anything about it, just Google Evernote, and you'll find out a lot about it. I don't want to talk about Evernote on this show because we have a great guest coming up. And again, Laureen's not here, so I'm going to be the prime interviewer of John Tanzella. And John is here with me. He represents the International Gay Lesbian Travel Association, and they're based down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And they also have a wonderful website that we'll talk about. But I want to introduce John to the show and have John tell us about the IGLTA and everything it does, everything that offers travel agents, and more. Thanks for being on the show, John.
Thank you for having me.
So you're obviously down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and you offer a service, and that service is for members, and members also include travel agents. Tell us a little bit about the website and how all this works.
Absolutely. Our organization actually was founded in part by travel agents in 1983, 29 years ago, and it was sort of an underground organization of travel agents and small gay-owned guest houses working together to promote their businesses to their gay clientele. And we've grown from 25 members, businesses, in 1983, and now we have over 2,000 members in 88 countries around the world.
Wow.
And what? But our organization, is very international. As you mentioned, we are based in Fort Lauderdale. We have a lot of travel agents and tour operators as members. In addition to that, we have suppliers, hoteliers, airlines, tourism offices, and a very international mix. We have a diverse board of directors from various countries that help with the mission, and we also have volunteers in 25 countries that help us get the word out about gay tourism and help promote our members to gay travelers in their respective countries.
Now, one thing I didn't ask you about at the start of before we started the recording was, is your organization a profit or non-profit organization?
We are actually a non-profit organization.
With the end goal of promoting gay travel?
Yeah, exactly. Our mission is to promote gay tourism and gay-friendly options for gay travelers. So we work with travel agents and tour operators and hotels, et cetera, to promote their businesses and services to gay travelers all over the world. And we promote our members, such as travel agents, via 20-plus media outlets around the world, as well as on our website, Facebook. Any of our members can promote their businesses either on our website, or they can do it on our Facebook page, which reaches thousands of gay travelers all over the world.
Okay, what other media outlets do you have as well? You said you had 20 plus?
Yeah, they're all over the world. They tend to be LGBT publications. So, like in the United States, we work with Passport Magazine. In France, we work with Tattoo. So they're all over the world that we work with, and they help promote IGLTA businesses. Like, we have a partnership with them, and our whole mission is to promote our members to the gay community, that the gay community is using our members for travel services.
Okay, now as a travel agent, how would I
become a member of your association, and what types of things would I promote as a travel agent through your organization?
Well, we actually have a discount for travel agents right now. It's instead of the regular price of $300 to $900, we have a travel agency promotion going on for $210. And they just join up on our website, lgbt.travel, and then any packages that they're trying to sell, it doesn't have to be, you know, exclusively gay. If a mainstream travel agency, but they want to be involved in the gay community or be, you know, they're gay friendly and welcome gay travelers, they can put those events or tours on our website. But the most popular hit area of our website is the tours, and then it goes out to, you know, thousands of people daily looking at our website.
Yeah, what kind of tours do you promote on your website? I took a brief look at that, and just as a point of reference for our travel agents to see if generally what they do might fit in with what other people are doing on your website. What's on there? What type of tours do you promote?
Well, it's our members' tours, so it's not IGLTA organizing any tours.
Okay.
But our travel agents, it's as diverse as travel is. We have some agencies that are doing eco travel, adventure travel, high-end travel, budget travel. There's sorts of options on there. Cruises are very popular. We work a lot with CLIA as well. So depending on their market, chances are there's gay interest in that as well, because the gay market is as diverse as the mainstream market when it comes to travel. Some people want beach side resorts, and, you know, other people want to do a international city spree type thing. So there's a lot of diversity in what the agency can put on our website and promote to the gay traveling public.
And they can also promote, rather than a tour, perhaps individual services to individuals who may want to travel as well. Yeah.
Because okay. In general, gay travelers typically are FIT. They tend to do their own. They just want to do a trip, you know, with their partner or with a couple of friends. Tours come into play more when they're going to somewhere adventure or somewhere unique, or, you know, going to climb Machu Picchu, and you sign up with a group of, you know, 30 people. But a lot of gay travel is individual, so they just want to be, you know, a resource for gay travelers in their city to call them to book travel. That's obviously a great thing as well, because when you have your membership at IGLTA and you're on our website, you can add for free your logo, your services that you provide, description, links to your Facebook site or Twitter, etc., and a link to anything you're doing, any tours you're doing as well in addition. So you're really free to do quite a lot once you're a member on our website to market yourselves. We always encourage new members to make sure they do all that, because the more you put on our website, the more, you know, traffic you're going to get from us. If you just join but don't do anything with your listing, then you're not going to get a lot of hits from us.
Sure. Yeah, like anything, it takes some action to get
the
results. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's what you put into it. And all those things are free to do once you're a member, so it's not expensive.
Great. And you mentioned United Nations. What is it that IGLTA and the United Nations, what do they do? What do you have in common, or how are you working with the United Nations?
Yeah, the United Nations, one of the areas is the World Tourism Organization, and the UNWTO, as their initials are, is based in Madrid, Spain. And we, 2 years ago, became the first LGBT organization to be a member of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, something we're really proud of. And it puts our logo with their logo in many places around the world with ministers of tourism and major conferences around the world. So it's really exciting to be partnered with somebody of that stature. They've also produced a report with them on the basics of gay travel, some case studies from various businesses around the world that we work with, from destinations to tour operators, and travel agencies, to airlines, et cetera, and those are available for any member to have. So we're really excited about that. And they come and speak at our convention every year on the kind of the bigger picture about global tourism. So it's, we're in the world of gay tourism, and they're, you know, a much larger umbrella of tourism in general, and talk to trends in the world tourism arena.
And this kind of an association with the United Nations gives your members a larger reach, obviously, which is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they spoke at our last two conventions, and they'll be speaking at the one next May as well in Chicago. And it's always packed in the room because people do want to hear what, you know, the UNWTO has to say about what's trending up, what's trending down, and global tourism. And it's always a fascinating presentation that they do for us.
Yeah, now that you brought it up, you do have a conference or a convention coming up in Chicago next year. What happens there? What do you do? Where's it at in Chicago? What do you do? How does it work?
Well, it's a great conference, actually, and I go to a lot of conferences, but I am a little biased. I think ours is the best. It's a lot of fun, a lot of education, a lot of networking. You know, most of the year we're doing marketing for our members and promoting them to gay travelers, but the convention is 1 week where our members can come together and network and do business together and learn. We have speakers from leaders of everything from, you know, U.S. Tour Operator Association to Google comes and speaks, to NTA and all the different associations out there to come and present to our attendees. We have basic 101 classes on gay tourism from leaders in the tourism industry that can talk to them about reaching the gay market. How do you do that? And then social media people and Google talking about online marketing and, you know, how do you reach a gay traveler, you know, via online or social media. So it's a great conference. It's May 2nd through 4th in downtown Chicago at the Hyatt Regency. And, yeah, we encourage all of your listeners to come.
And I tell you, Chicago is a great place to be in May. It's beautiful there. Chicago's a great city. I live 3 hours away from it, and I go there as much as I can. I love
it.
Chicago
is a great city, and one special thing about this convention is it's our 30th anniversary convention, which is a long time for an LGBT organization to be around. So we're really excited, and we chose Chicago because of the ease of our members to get there. I mean, there's not many places in the world that you can't fly to Chicago nonstop.
True.
So we're trying to make it as easy as possible, and it is just a great city. And we have a lot of really fun things planned for our attendees.
I would encourage people to sign up and go take a look at that, and they can find out information about the conference on your website, right?
Yeah, and we actually have a dedicated convention website, IGLTAconvention.org. And registration doesn't go live until November 1st, but we are constantly updating it with content so they know what's going to be held in the convention. But registration, as I mentioned, will be live on November 1st, and it's IGLTAconvention.org.
Okay. And you mentioned that you have a foundation. How is that? What is that?
Yeah, we just launched a foundation this year, which is really exciting for us because we can actually seek money out to give to causes in gay tourism, whether it's education to destinations that are not gay friendly and kind of have create an opening kind of discussion with them, to helping tourism students come to our convention that are in the LGBT community, where they want to learn about LGBT tourism, pay for those expenses for them, as well as volunteer efforts at our convention. So it enables us to give back and to raise money from the private sector and individual to give to these different causes. And if you go to our website, iglta.org/foundation/, can find out more information about our new foundation there. But we're really excited about it, and it's great to launch it right before our 30th anniversary.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a couple of years, so we're really excited that finally been approved and launched, and we can start doing some really great things out there that we've just never had the funding to do it.
Great. Now, any big changes that you're looking at in the future for IGLTA, your organization, things new that are coming up, scoops that I can get here on the show?
Well, I think all the new stuff is really just been released. The foundation is brand new. We just launched a new website. You could either go to iglta.org or lgbt.travel. And it's a more consumer-oriented website to help gay travelers find our travel agency members and other members. And then we're leading up to our 30th anniversary convention. So we've got a lot going on. We also do participate at various global shows such as ITB in Berlin and World Travel Market in London. And if you're a member of IGLTA, you can always come into our booth for a very nominal fee and exhibit your business to the trade that comes through there. That's a member benefit that you get discounts at events like that.
Okay, and you have a NACTA affiliation?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're starting to work more with NACTA. So we welcome everyone from NACTA that's listening to go to our website and take advantage of the special we're offering and hopefully come to Chicago. So we have a large presence of NACTA agencies at our convention. I know our suppliers would love to meet you.
Great. And I want to thank Bob Duglin from NACTA. He's a big help to our show. He helps us with guests quite a bit. And NACTA is a great organization, and it's we're affiliated with NACTA as an affiliate member. Happy to be that. So, John, if...
Yeah, and it seems like a growing organization, too. I see it more and more.
Yeah. If people want to contact you directly with questions, how would they get a hold of you, John?
Via email is probably the best, and our email address is simply iglta@iglta.org.
Okay.
But a lot of information, too, about membership is all up on our website at iglta.org or lgbt.travel, and you can click the button about, you know, register your business, and then they'll give a lot of the benefits and the discount for travel agencies to join and other, you know, information that you want to know about our organization, our code of conduct, our bylaws, the board of directors, et cetera.
Very good. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show. And
oh, gosh, I'm very happy to be here. We have quite a few NACTA members, actually, and we'd love to have more. So this is a great opportunity for IGLTA to be able to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I want to thank you. Thank Bob Duglin for helping arrange it. And I want to thank Laureen as well, even though she can't be here tonight. She was, as always, she's out there shaking the tree for guests for our show, and she's relentless. And you may have found
great.
That, John. Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I do appreciate you coming aboard. And hopefully, you know, anytime that you have anything new coming up or want to get information out there, we're happy to have you on here at the Home Based Travel Agent Show. And if
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And if people want to get a hold of me, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's Home Based Travel Agent Show. That's the initials, facebook.com/HBTAS. And once again, thanks, John, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, and hope to see you in Chicago next May 2nd.
I wouldn't mind being there. May have to try to get down there.
Great.
Okay, thank you, John. And that concludes our show for August 2012. And we'll be back next month with another fine show giving you information about the travel trade industry and hopefully helping you out in your business. So until then, safe travels, stay safe, and take care, everybody. We'll see you next month. We'll be right back.
Thank you.